This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Many Coloradans woke up to several inches of snow, then feet on their doorstep today. Russell Danielson is a forecaster at the National Weather Service. He stayed at the NWS station in Boulder overnight to make sure he could make it to his shift this morning. He expects the heaviest snow to fall tonight before the snow ends tomorrow.
Precipitation will greatly decrease in rates and in intensity. And then by tomorrow morning, there should just be some very light snow showers, not a ton more accumulation, very, very light, and then dry by the afternoon.
Well, the weather is perfect on paper for ski resorts. Many opted to close today to discourage unsafe travel. Arapahoe Basin, Eldora, and Loveland Ski Area are among the closed resorts as the heavy storm impacts the state. Travel to those resorts was difficult to impossible. Interstate 70 was closed for hours in both directions between Denver and Silverthorne. It's now open, but commercial vehicles are prohibited on the highway between Vail and Morrison until noon tomorrow. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of people have lost power across the state. Utility officials say the heavy, wet snow is snapping tree branches and power lines are leading to outages. That includes about 40,000 Xcel Energy customers. Xcel says to text OUT to 98936 to report outages in your area and to check to see if your neighbor's lights are on before reporting. Snow is picking up at DIA. More than 800 flights have been canceled today. Southwest, SkyWest, and Frontier were heavily affected. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.